worry about niggas at all. I ain't making shit but broke bitches in the law.
Yes, sir.
Let me chase a broke bitch and get them off. And we ain't never had shit to get the car. A nigga cook about a crib for what it costs. The police, they keep hating.
Yeah.
I know she ain't love me, so I probably bought her a cheap race. Hoes say they love you today. Have a whole nother band on weekend. It's crazy. I wonder what my bees would get mad if I put up to the crib with Mercedes.
What it do, what it do. This your boy Larvy Lar with another podcast. This is episode number 5. I appreciate everybody tapping in to Larvy Lar Talk. Like I said, the numbers and everything been crazy, so I appreciate the support. And also people that's been purchasing merchandise and everything like that. But I also want to shout out to my last guest that was on the podcast last week, Johnny, Ray, Donnie, and Gabby for hopping on the topic, What is Love? So shout out to y'all. That podcast did go crazy. So if you haven't tapped into that one, please tap in. And then today we're going to talk about DaBaby and Danny Lee. We all on social media. We all know, you know, a lot of stuff that go on in the world. But right now, DaBaby and Danny Lee is the main topic right now. So we're going to talk about it. But first, I want to introduce my guest. So ladies, if y'all want to introduce yourself, I know Tay on here. Tay going to introduce herself last. So ladies, I just want to introduce yourselves real quick.
I guess I'll go. I'm Gina from Indy, formerly Iowa.
Hello, hey, my name is Monica. I go by Miss Monica King on all social media platforms, and I also have a podcast, Let's Talk Some More.
Where are you from again?
I am from South Carolina.
Okay. South Side.
And I am Pan Oliver, and you can find me on all social media, Facebook and Instagram, philanthropist_Tanny. And I'm from Omaha, Nebraska.
Old block.
Yo, what's good with you? I'm Tay. You know what I'm saying? Everybody call me Tay or Tazy, Tay Santana. I make music too. So you can follow me Instagram, run it up Tazy. Snapchat at YPC Tazy, you know. But yeah, let's get it in. Let's get this started.
How can they find your music? On Apple?
No, I mean YouTube, SoundCloud. I probably got a few tracks on Apple, but mostly YouTube and SoundCloud.
Okay, bet. All right, well, we're going to get right to the topic. I appreciate y'all hopping on here. I know this was like last minute because a lot of this shit happened today, or this morning, should I say.
Right, morning. Still happening.
Right, still night. Happening.
They going so, crazy still. This shit is ridiculous.
Yeah, this shit man. Crazy.
Yeah, but before we get into the main part of this topic, are y'all fans of Danny Lee or DaBaby?
I was a fan of DaBaby because he was always like just real like street from like, you know, a lot of places that we can relate from. But I'm really not a fan at all no more.
Wow. What? See, that's crazy.
This is Marco, of course. I've been a fan of both, and I actually been able to work with DaBaby's organization for Back to School. So I feel like, you know, he does good for his community. However, with this, I'm not feeling it at all. So,
I mean, I never really heard of Danny Lay until DaBaby, so I really can't call myself a fan of her. But I'm definitely a fan of DaBaby, and you know, I just feel like his situation is kind of unfortunate because. You know what I'm saying? His part, you know, like, it's deep. Like, I just feel like there's way more to the story. And I just feel like his part is just unfortunate that he got put in that situation. It is making him look bad. You know what I'm saying? But I know for a fact there's more to that story.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. But the thing is, they saying it's making him look bad. Okay, but at the same time, he's hurt. Clearly, it's something to do with her family. He wouldn't be... This nigga wouldn't be there though. And be going off and going crazy and recording her if it wasn't some extra shit.
So hold on. Let's introduce... let's first of all tell the people that don't know what's going on. If anybody else want to introduce what's going on, what the situation is, and then we'll chime into it.
Of course. Okay, so it started last night. All right, so boom. So it started last night. basically there was a live video. The police had been called to his penthouse downtown Charlotte, where he was asking Danny and the baby to get kicked out. Danny goes to social media and says it's over a plan B. And then she goes on to rant about how she let go of her, I think her house in Los Angeles, all this stuff, to move in with him for 3 months to be a family. He wants to sleep with his baby mama and other, I guess, hoes in Charlotte. Then this morning when we wake up, the other baby mama goes live, Mimi. She's saying things or whatever. The baby then goes live. In the middle of his live, Danny pops in the live, and it was just a whole mess. But it's just basically been a whole bunch of back and forth on Instagram. I think I summed it up.
Yep, it's regular that baby mama, baby daddy, side bitch drama.
I mean, from my understanding, she went live first, and he grabbed her phone.
No.
She was live. She was live on her phone. He was live on her phone.
Right. He's
when
so petty.
It was on Danny Lee's Instagram. She was live, and he took the phone. God. And that's
right, because she was like, "Is this the first time? Like, is this how you want to show your baby, or something like that?" Yeah.
I mean, me personally, you know, it's like me being a man myself. If she was really good to him, like everybody trying to make it seem, I highly doubt he would ever did that to her. Like when a dude hate his baby mama or hate the female, or I ain't gonna say hater, but you know what I'm saying?
Hater, nigga. Hater, you
hater.
Right.
It's hater. Niggas that regret the babies they done had by bitches. Like, mm-hmm. It happens.
And still man enough to not be so petty and ignorant like the baby.
This is my thing too on the whole situation, is I feel like if he asked the bitch to get an abortion or get a plan B, when a nigga say shit like that to you, that's your first instinct. He don't want the baby. He don't want to deal with you and the baby. So why would you put...
She said that's the red flag.
That's a dead ass red flag.
I feel like anytime a guy is going crazy over you, trying to be petty, expose you any type of way, that nigga feels some type of way, and you really...
It's definitely that he feels some type of way. And my thing is, and if he's upset with the family, you do all of this stuff, you talk all this crazy stuff publicly any other time, why would you publicly go against your baby mother if you upset with her family? I don't think that it has anything to do with the family. I think that he is like trying to prove a point to somebody, like a peon. Like, he's literally a peon.
Listen, females are so simple-minded. They think just because you take pictures or for doing nothing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nothing in you. Like, that's simple shit. Like,
what?
Let's make it clear now. That doesn't make a female your girlfriend.
Like, that doesn't, that's so simple-minded. So that means that you my girlfriend because we always together.
We're
posting each other on social media. You had me in a whole video talking about a masterpiece. Like, I'm at your family.
Like, you
dinners,
cannot mislead
like,
on people like that.
She has a receipt that she's saying right now of him fucking with other bitches while he was fucking with her. So what makes you think you special, bitch, if he's letting it know that you fuck with these other bitches and you approaching him about it and he don't give a fuck? Why?
And I think that's why he's different.
The only bitch that he really claimed is his first Mimi, his baby mama. That's all you. And then Danny.
Yeah.
And then she's saying on the live, too, talking about, nigga, you wasn't there for the whole pregnancy. Bitch, how many red flags do this nigga got to give you before you say
tell like you want? I agree with that.
The nigga's a walking red flag, if you want to be honest.
On everything.
I mean,
but I don't feel like Danny was a side bitch, but I do feel like he used her to make Mimi upset.
That's the one for me. But that's the thing, like, while they were still fucking around, when he was fucking Danny Lee, she getting mad. What do you say? She's stalking my other baby mama. Yeah, clearly she stays stalking the lady.
Who?
Danny
the first,
Lee.
He was stalking the baby mama.
He said she be stalking his other baby mama. Like, that's side.
That's a red flag to me.
Yeah.
That makes her a side chick. Why is he stalking his main baby mama? Why is he stalking his woman that he's been claiming?
That's why I say that I don't feel bad for Danny Lee, because, like, literally, even though a dude, you know, I'm not saying he was right.
He was making a mockery of me.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that it's right and stuff like that, but personal experiences and stuff, I will say that men sometimes do use other women to make other women mad.
Females do it all the time. That's the main thing females do.
That's why he really mad at Danny Lee.
Like, a female not even gonna like the nigga, but she gonna make it seem like it.
Yeah. And then if y'all,
okay, so I just have a question for the men. Like, when are the men going to stop playing games and make it clear to this is what's going on and this is that?
They listening.
My time, I feel like when you a side bitch, you know your place, you know you get what you.
Nah.
I'll let you answer first.
All right.
Yourself, you're putting them in homes. Like, how do you separate your woman or all right,
look. All right, look. You can't really compare their situation to like regular, you know, just like regular dudes, but he's rich, so he's able to take care of his side chick like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, really? You know what I'm saying? That's like nothing to him. Like, you know what I'm saying? For Danny Lay, like, she got to start looking for deeper things than him letting you live. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to look for deeper things if you're going to call that a relationship. Like, to me, personally, I feel like he let it be known off the rip. Okay, so if he left his ex-wife or baby mama
that
or whatever,
he was with for what, over
he already
10,
showing
years.
You said what?
He was with her for how many years? A nigga's not gonna leave what he grew with and is comfortable with. He might fuck off
for
but
real,
he's always gonna go back
real.
To home.
But if he'd do it to her, but if he did it to her, then why do Danny Lee think that he would, you know what I'm saying?
That he would change and not
be exactly. More special.
And
if
I
he
agree
did it
with
to a female.
I agree
with you on that 100% because that's true. Like, motherfucker,
you thought
he
was gonna change this man? He just became a superstar,
right?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just became a superstar.
But
like,
as the mother of your child, at what point do you say, you know what? I'm gonna just
by default him. Though. She's the mother of his child by default.
What?
But yeah, in my opinion,
because if that man he's not like that, because if he sat there and said he didn't want that baby, bitch, you shouldn't have had that baby.
How do we know that he said that?
Did he say that?
Yeah,
I mean, even if he didn't say that, even if he didn't say that, in my opinion, I think he made it clear by his actions that she was the side chick. I'm not saying he probably told her he loved her. He probably told her a whole bunch of shit. By the end of the day, females gotta take accountability for knowing what the fuck was up.
So are we putting side chicks in videos?
She knew right off the rip what was going on.
Yeah, they put in side chicks in videos. They put them on Snapchat and
you
Instagram.
See what the
no. Let me say something, because at the end of the day, I'm not putting no side chick on no Snapchat, no Facebook, no nothing.
They out here doing.
Period. That. You know your role. The problem is she ain't know her role. Evidently.
She got comfortable. That's what it was. She
exactly. And then everybody want that family, especially when you have a baby. Everybody want to do the, let's have a family. Let's, you know, this
she
is what
thought
we really
she was
want.
Gonna get what Mimi had, and it didn't happen.
Yeah, but she already sold. But she already sold her rights to be the main chick when she signed up to be the side chick. It don't matter. It don't matter if we just doing it to look good for social media, because people do that. They do date just to, you know what I'm saying, have a public like a public little look or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's probably how it started, you know what I'm saying? And then motherfuckers caught feelings and shit. That shit happened. But
yeah,
it's more a lust than love, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay,
I don't think it's no different from a chick dating a drug dealer, a nigga with bread or anything like that. We say these niggas, they famous and stuff, but this shit ain't really different from our daily
from
life.
Regular life.
That's true too.
I have a question. Okay, so that's true and that happens in regular life, but when do men, and specifically black men, value and cherish and respect the black mother? Regardless if it's a woman or not, but it's your child's mother.
He already lost main chick respect for her at the beginning.
I'm not talking
about
him.
He already accepted to be the.
She's speaking in general.
It has nothing to do with their relationship that I'm talking about. I'm saying for you to publicly or even privately disrespect and dismantle your baby's mother mind, because regardless of what he's doing it for, it's regardless if she's in postpartum or whatever, this is something that's going to affect her mind. Period. And she has to raise your child. So what example, how are you a stand-up father if you don't care about the baby mother that's also parenting your child?
But that's what I was saying. It's more to the story.
It
has to be more to the story.
She's talking more in general.
I don't think it's more to the story. I just feel like the baby wanna fuck with Danny but still do what he do, and she's upset. He's upset because she doesn't want it. Because how can you get upset because she decides to buy a plan B because you keep nutting in her? Well, that's
okay,
what
but he just
and that's a whole nother conversation. Yeah.
But he keep talking about being a stand-up father to Mimi Chow, you know, into Danny Lee Chow. So the thing is, okay, you a stand-up father, how? Because I feel like you neglected your child's welfare, not only your child's welfare, but the baby mother's child welfare when you decided to go and prove a point to whoever. And if he's corny, it's like a fucking bird.
He can be corny for that, but how is it interrupting their welfare?
Because it's a mind thing, because mentally, and that's the thing with Black people in the Black people community, you don't understand that mind is the strongest thing in your body.
This is the thing with it. Like, I'm just gonna say my personal life. Like, I have 8 children.
And damn.
To this on a whole bunch of different levels. I have 8 children and 5 baby daddies. My thing is, a nigga's never gonna do me wrong. I done left niggas while I was pregnant. I'm that type of female. Like, I don't deal with nobody bullshit. I just feel like it's always an excuse for everything when it comes to certain situations. But had she been recording the baby and he's popped her with a
thank
phone,
you
and all that,
there you
he'd
go.
Be in jail.
Thank you. Thank
and his
you.
Ass would have been in jail, and so would her.
I feel like him recording her is showing the fact, like, look, this bitch is steadily popping me. That's how I'm seeing it.
Okay,
yeah,
but then
I think he did it to show his innocence.
They've already labeled him as an aggressive.
The police came though. So why was she still
out of his house though?
No, he didn't. He did. They didn't remove her.
No, she was.
They didn't remove her, but that's why he called the police for her, like on that type of shit.
Why would he not leave then? I mean, you got so much money.
That's his crib. That's his house.
This is my thing. I feel
him feeling like he's a cornball. Like, I'm
no, but at the same time. In my opinion, I feel like the girl could have left the baby, but how many girls are going to leave their 3-month-year-old baby in the middle of the night, you know what I'm saying, mad at their baby dad, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
I feel like she could have left herself and left the baby.
Okay, so my thing is, I feel like she's a cornball too, because she was still there hours later.
But my thing is,
you told her to leave with a child. I don't care if it was my friend. I'm not telling my friend to leave at 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, I'm not about to tell nobody to leave my house at 3 o'clock and come up
in
there. Oh, you gotta go.
But
like,
listen, if they're causing you to be uncomfortable in your home,
She was not doing nothing. Like she said,
when he started recording though. We don't know what made him. What was going on that made him start recording her? And then she steadily want to start throwing and hitting him on the phone and shit like that.
She was really sitting down feeding her child. Needs to get some balls and manifest.
But did you not see? She was sitting there feeding her child, but at the same time, he was live on her page. She was live on Instagram first. He jumped on her shit to show how she was acting.
Because I mean,
I'm getting on here. When I was watching it, he was like,
to clear my name.
Want to paint this picture like it's something that it ain't. And
because he just got through dealing with the gay community and all that
shit.
Exactly.
Like,
and he just, you know what I'm saying? He like, damn, this shit really fucking with my career. So he probably thinking in his head, let me go, you know what I'm saying? Let me go clear my name up and really show people what's really going on. But the fact, the way social media is set up is that the woman always in a favor. So a female can make it seem like whatever she wants to.
And then her having this 3-month-old baby is just more added to the...
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's all it is, in my opinion.
Everybody want to start throwing that postpartum out. But sometimes as women, I've been through postpartum. You have to learn how to be able to control yourself or ask for help instead of doing dumb shit like this with your baby.
I'm sorry, not to be offensive, but I really feel like y'all making excuses for this man. I'm sorry. And I'm not making excuses
for her. No, but you making
excuses
for her, though.
I'm not, because I think she's a cornball too, truthfully. I really do. But I feel like no matter what, as a man, because a man is supposed to lead and show the way, period. He is not setting a good example, not only for his children, but the platform that he has. You are not showing what a stand-up father really is, because you're being a fucking bird.
But she put him under that pressure, though. Like,
well, you have
to do all this with that. And knowing your baby daddy or your man, you should know him. So why would you even push him to even feel like you got to defend himself? You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to know who you with.
Okay.
Do y'all think Danny Lee mind that she thought she had this baby and she really believes that her and the baby was gonna be together? Like,
honestly,
really?
Yes. And the reason I say that is because I feel like Danny is not from here. She's from, you know, the DR. I feel like she's a little bit younger and she really is in love with him, but baby is not in love with her.
And he showed like, that, though. No. That's what I'm not... I don't understand how...
No, I think he loved her. I just don't think...
That people can sit there and say that they love somebody who do not love them back. Like, if a motherfucker ain't showing you actions, why do you love this person?
Okay, I have a question.
Like, shit, like...
But he kept saying he got standards.
The nigga looked like he can fuck, so...
He kept saying he got standards. Like, why... Like, if she's so perfect, then why does he keep saying that?
Exactly. So if he's publicly saying she's a certified side bitch, clearly there should have been an inkling in her head that this is not that.
Dante, you just said he loved her. So can you explain to me how he loved her?
Okay. Okay, like you could love somebody, but you don't, you know what I'm saying? But you don't gotta be with them to love them. Like, you know what I'm
but
saying?
But do
like,
you embarrass love her, him but on he don't love her to, like, right. Her, there's no way he loves her doing that shit. No. No,
but I would agree though. You can love somebody and not be with them.
Oh God, you could love her like he probably
you can. You probably love your baby daddy, but you don't
know the fuck
with.
I don't.
Oh, hey, okay, and I'm gonna be real too. This a cause of man. This a cause of man.
I have no kids with. That's the one I love.
Listen, he's a new superstar. Every city he go to, he got women more beautiful than her coming at him. Probably other famous women coming at him. So he probably not at a space in his life to where he could be in a relationship because
he's not ready for it.
He's right now. He's young. Like they said, he's in his prime. Right now, he is not relationship material. Half of these rappers have not been relationship material until they get older. Then they want to come out with the bitch that's been in the background dealing with all the side bitches and stuff, and then finally they get their place. Like, no, that's what he's doing right now. He's living his best life.
Yeah, okay. And that's...
But you don't get to hurt other people.
But it's like, just say that.
She told, man, this is all on her, man, because at the end of the day, I feel like he didn't change himself for her or nothing. I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like she fell in love with him.
Because why would you want to go and have a baby by a nigga that already has four other kids with somebody?
She was so much in competition with Mimi, and it's like
She was in competition with Mimi. Was going through. She was trying to do anything to get loved on. She thought she had a side chick, and it didn't happen.
And to the side chicks, that's literally the one right there. See, that's why I say I don't feel bad for her either, because it's a lot of women out here that do stuff like that. Now you looking dumb because you was just trying to compete, and now you done had a baby, lost your career.
Exactly. That's the universe.
You ain't doing
that's
shit with
universe.
Your life productive, but worried about this nigga and his other baby mama.
And he don't give a damn about you
at all.
I think he do care about her though.
You can't sit here and say that nigga cares about her.
Hold on, y'all. One person talk at a time. We kind of talking over everybody every time. So one person talk.
Okay. Me personally, I don't like. I think he care about her and I think he love her. But I just think that she's going back on what they already agreed on. And that's what probably was making him so mad about it. Is because he probably like, you already knew what was going on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care. Like, females be knowing. But then they try to double back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Once they catch feelings or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Feelings get deeper, you know what I'm saying? But you still can't rewrite the past. Like, you already made y'all little agreements on whatever relationship y'all was going to have. So for her to go back and try to make it seem like he's wrong for that, I feel like that's toxic. And I feel like females do that to niggas every day. Like, that shit happens every day in the regular life.
Okay, so in his defense, I will say on his live, he did say they did come to an agreement because they flew over for the baby to be born, and the hospital and everything was janky. She had issues with her family. He wanted to leave, and basically she showed up at the hotel, like, going to go with him. So the next day,
she just posted again what they happened.
Oh, she done posted it again?
Yeah, I just now seen they reposted more shit, but she's saying what actually happened.
Next day when they flew and she had the baby, basically he had everything for her, but he claims he made it clear that they're not together, but he still put her up, you know, bought everything or whatever. I think Danny just in her feelings, and I just honestly feel like you saw the red flags. You put yourself back in that situation, so it's no sympathy for you, but for him, he shouldn't have went on social media like that.
That's the only thing he went wrong with. He could have recorded it whole situation just for his own personal.
He was already recording.
Yeah, that's true, but he's traumatized. My bad. I just think he's traumatized from that shit with the gay community. I just feel like he ain't trying to have his name tarnished. So I think that's why he rushed to get on social media to clear his name up.
Well, I can see him being canceled. Because
we all human at the end of the day. So
he's still canceled.
I can see him being canceled more for this than anything. Because like I said, I do because women, I think he should be canceled then. I don't like him.
Why you think he should be canceled, Tam?
Because I really stand firm when it comes to the black man and the future that we have to follow behind you. Doing, you have a platform to show a narrative of a different type of way. You being a basic ass hood nigga, drug dealer nigga, or just a regular baby daddy. Like he has no purpose. If you ain't got no purpose to be a dad, then you have no purpose, period. And for him to do that to his baby mother, I feel like he's trash. Like, what do we need to hear from him now? He killed people, he sell drugs, and he ain't shit with women. Like, what else do you need?
Yeah.
But
this modest man, look.
But you know that she has three baby mamas, right? The middle one, like, why can't everyone just be like her? She minds her business and she stay out the way. It's always.
Exactly. I didn't even know he had another baby mother.
She plays her fucking position.
But this fresh. The baby only 3 months. The baby only 3 months.
Okay, his other baby, I think she just turned one.
He got the little baby.
Can I ask Tan something?
That nigga ain't stopping.
He ain't shit.
No. Can I ask Tan something?
Go ahead, Dante.
Okay, Tan. Okay. You okay, like you saying cancel the baby because he do this and all that. Okay. Okay, so am I okay? Hold on. Okay, so the baby in his lyrics, his Instagram from before he was famous and all that, you could tell in his lyrics how, you know what I'm saying, like everything he never painted a picture to him being a hubby type. Like, I'm just being real. He never said he was the husband.
He right.
He never said he was trying to cuff nobody or look for a wife. So, in my opinion, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could say that, oh, he's not a bad, or, you know, he's a bad role model and all that. But at the end of the day, he's presenting the world himself. Like, he's not putting on a persona to where he's doing this and doing that. I feel like he's giving himself to the world. And I feel like Danny Lay fell in love with who he was already, and she wanted a part of that. And you can't blame the man for a woman wanting to be part of that. Because, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, I'm sure she heard of the baby before she met him. So, in my opinion, females just got to know what they're getting themselves into. That's the name of the game. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so, if you say you can't blame her for feeling that way, why is she wrong?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
No, I said she is wrong because she's going back on what she already agreed on. Is my point. Like I highly doubt when he met her, he was like, oh, marry you, this and that, I'm gonna be faithful. I highly doubt it.
She never gave him wifey vibes.
You said what? Taking pictures is not wifey vibes. Like, y'all gotta love yourself better than this.
But listen, like, dude, that's her thing, though. But listen. She's literally sitting there.
That mean I'm gonna marry you?
No.
Because we look good together.
Right now, she's sitting here wanting to upload pictures that she took and probably saved in her phone. Now you want to upload?
Oh my god! If he was that big, I'm sorry.
Why would you do that shit then? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, there you go. I definitely agree with that. Like, she's playing victim. She's playing victim with some shit she already agreed upon.
You sitting here wanting to show pictures and videos from a year ago in 2020 when y'all was together, you licking on them and stuff. Why you ain't post that shit then?
Thank you. That's not see man. That.
Okay, they is fucking around. Nobody ever verbally. It was always speculation. Shit, it was still speculation that was his baby. He never confirmed that was his baby until wasn't it after it was here?
But my baby shower.
He was not present at her baby shower. He was not present during any photo, pregnancy photos, none of that.
Right, because
so how the fuck, like, her,
why is he been posting him?
She put herself in his own situation. She made her own bed and now she's laying in it. It's just karma coming back on
him.
He
said that too.
I don't feel bad for her.
I don't either. Because at the end of the day, if you were such wifey and all this, you should have been standing on this way before this happened.
She should have been standing on this shit in the beginning.
Like, she should have been telling the world how the baby was treating her. Like, come on, man. This is some bullshit, in my opinion.
Well, motherfuckers, you have to go and hide yourself, not even knowing who your baby is. Everybody got to speculate. Bitch, no. This nigga's my baby daddy.
Exactly. Beyonce is telling motherfucker quick, nigga. She, nigga, Jay-Z, that's me over there.
Beyonce ain't saying shit, and that's what I like about Beyonce.
She ain't saying them motherfuckers shit. Mind they business. Right. They go, they don't give a fuck what's going on.
See, but then, even just to bring them up as a point, because I'm a stan, but just they narrative on Black family, and they had their little situation that was going on and stuff, but when you
and
look at it,
that
he,
shit privately.
Yeah, but he not playing about Beyonce, and that's his mother, his child, regardless of his... Why is that not important? I feel like everybody's missing that part.
It's like,
but the baby
do not respect Danny Lee. He do not respect her, because ain't no way in hell a nigga that you have a baby with gonna sit there and disrespect you like he did.
He would never do that to Mimi ever.
Ever. He would, because why? Otherwise, he don't have to do. Mimi probably don't even be on the bullshit that. Because
Mimi wouldn't do that shit.
I'm sorry,
understands.
But. She's a Hispanic.
She did it first.
What is she? She's Puerto Rican.
So I got a question. So y'all think Danny Lee, so she shouldn't be fucking with him, period, right? He's a father of her child, of his child. So she shouldn't be letting him nut in him. She shouldn't be letting him fuck at all.
She should be on some motherfucking birth control, bitch, because you know
you're gonna do that
with your baby daddy from time to time.
How many females or baby mamas let their baby daddy nut in them again after they just hook up, you know, out the blue, after the club, fuck it, let me call my baby daddy, boom. How many women, why do women let these niggas nut in them or fucking fuck raw?
I don't know, because I've never double back on my baby daddies. Once I'm done, I go get a new baby daddy. So
damn.
I know that's right.
No, I mean, I feel it though, because time don't wait for
right
nobody.
Now, I have a whole husband. We've been fucking separated 5 years. I done had twins and I moved on to another. Like, I don't double back. I don't want
anyone, honey.
You can have that shit. Once I'm done. What do we
I feel like as a woman, if you're gonna go back to it, that's on you, do it. But don't go to the internet and play victim. That's the only thing
there
I don't
go.
Like.
Did she bring it to the internet though? Was she the one to bring it to the internet though? First.
Yes, she went live first.
Yeah.
She was live.
Yeah,
first,
because the police were there. Yeah, that's the first live.
The police?
No.
They had a video before the police came.
No, it was before the police came when she was sitting in the bed with the baby.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was after.
No,
oh,
that was before.
That was before.
So did she make a live to talk about him?
Yes.
Yes. And that's why
he snatched the phone from her and he got to speak in his shit on her life.
And that's why I said she put him in a position where he had to defend his image, because with the gay people just happened.
He barely got back in with the gays, and you see he's still been
he's trying to defend himself.
I'm not gonna lie, me and my baby daddy did the same shit. I'm just like, what the fuck? Because like, for real, he'll talk shit, I'm talking shit, we just going back and forth. Like, I mean,
and
that
you feel
was some bird
on
shit.
Him?
Huh?
You still punching on him?
Last night. But the thing is, I'm saying though, like everybody's story is different though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is, because I can't stand my baby daddy, the one I do talk to. Cause like I wanted to fight the nigga. Like, we argued through text, and that's why I'm like, we ain't even gonna do a kid drop off, because I'll be ready to bang. I couldn't get a nigga no pussy.
Alright. But let me not even cap though. Me personally, I wouldn't put out my baby in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
I'm saying no matter what,
I don't think he literally meant for the baby to go. I think he really just wanted her to go, but him saying the baby was just probably I think he did that to make her more mad. Like, come on now,
let's talk about that part. 3 a.m. You know, you want your baby mama to get out the crib with the baby. You know, I don't know how it for LA, probably like 60 70 degrees, 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, why would he do that at that time? At 3 a.m. in the morning.
I mean, she said
because he found out that she got the plan B.
Yeah. Okay. The fuck?
Mm-hmm. So he want to have another baby
with her.
What
made him so mad about that? Right. So y'all.
Oh, okay.
No, but this is what I was thinking. I'm thinking like maybe he thought, bitch, I thought you was on birth control. Why is he getting a plan B mail today?
Nigga, you know
he ain't
on birth control.
Because you just had a baby. Most bitches go get on birth control after you have a kid. Otherwise, you finna be back with Irene.
No, she agreed to be the side chick that's going to have all his kids. Now she's trying to be the main chick. Fuck
and
off.
I would too with all his damn money, because
there you go, Tan. That's your answer.
She agreed
to fuck with this nigga for the lavish lifestyle, but she didn't think about, oh, what if I love this nigga or catch feelings for this nigga. She wasn't
How
thinking
you
about
catch
that part.
Feelings you... for somebody that treats you like shit. You're just
okay,
a fuck machine.
Y'all,
you're just getting
fucked. This is my thing. If he wants her out, why? clearly she hasn't left if the baby's there and he now posting videos of the baby. Like, what's really going on? Like, are they serious?
But that's
toxic.
What I'm
that's
she's
all
lying.
You that's the answer. Toxic.
I think it's like a PR stunt, truthfully. Or yeah. It gotta be beat.
This
like,
can't possibly be no.
She didn't say nothing about love or nothing. All she's talking about is him fucking other females. That's all she cares about is the lust part. He but just fucking on her and him.
She ain't
me.
Talking about
like
him
she like she ain't saying nothing about
nothing like
he loving on her and loving on me. She's saying fuck. So she's obviously a side chick. Main chick don't talk like that. Like it's different. Like I don't know. I don't think a main chick could be that mad. I don't know, man.
I'm gonna be honest. If just because he got a little bit of money and all of that type of stuff, I don't think a nigga is really just about to have no woman sitting up under him and he don't really want to be with her, even if it's just a fuck thing. Like he was doing stuff.
If you got 10 houses, then why does it matter if he stay at the one that's in LA? He's not even from LA.
So why does she gotta leave then?
Because
why is she in her own shit to begin with? Why is you staying with this nigga if he out fucking?
Exactly.
I'm not gonna be. I don't give a fuck. Me and my kid is gonna go home.
But they different. They got money.
Niggas, we control freaks.
We got money.
That's the problem.
She's sitting here saying he's still moving about his life, going and fucking bitches, going to be what he's talking about. How he laying with you every night? He was just with me and the kids at the barbershop.
So how you gonna put me up out of this house? Cause now this my shit.
That's he just controller. He does controller. And
he got money. He got more money than all of. I mean, the money can.
He can have
money
more money than her, but she
I
got money too. She ain't broke. I don't even give a fuck. If I was in that situation, nigga, you tell me to leave. Bye. Me and my baby's gonna go to the room.
But you see, she said that she got rid of everything of hers to come.
That's her.
Who would do
home?
That? What grown person would do that?
But you got. But you. You gotta understand
I'm
what did he feed her.
I'm
gonna
get out my crib. I'm gonna move out my own personal space with no title to go live in this nigga's
even
shit.
Even if a nigga feed you that, even if a nigga feed you that as a strong black woman or as a woman, period.
She's not black. That
know.
Bitch is Puerto Rican. She's not black. And
well,
that's
a woman,
other
period.
That's
a woman,
other
period.
Thing. I didn't like the bitch on there. She's talking about bitch ass nigga. Baby, you're not black. Why do you keep saying nigga? Like,
yeah,
I'm the type of person I would have spit on that bitch or smacked on the mouth, say nigga one more time. She's not black.
Yeah, you right.
Yeah, she played
black.
Herself.
She pissed
and
me off
I
about
mean,
that.
And Mimi's pregnant again. That's
exactly. So, like, what do you think was going to happen? That nigga, Mimi
by the baby?
Is home. Mimi has that nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He loves Mimi. That bitch know her nigga, the baby, more than any motherfucking body. He's always going to go back home. Bitch,
well, I will be knowing his pockets because you going to pay for this shit. That's how I feel. With all that money that he got, he would have not. I wouldn't been leaving. I'm going to keep it real. I wouldn't have been leaving.
So, if he was, if he was broke, then can what? Then
if
what?
If he was broke, I probably wouldn't have been there. Shit. I mean, with all that shit.
If he was
but
broke,
that's our point about it,
he,
though. If he was
broke. Broke, that bitch would have went and got an abortion. Let's be honest.
Period. So, I feel like he knew, too, because, I mean, she left everything. She quit everything.
So, she a gold digger, basically, is what you're saying.
Well,
basically,
I mean,
that bitch thought she got on.
Basically,
like
that's
what
you're
saying. But y'all not making no excuses for him. So, I mean, for her. So, don't make no excuses for him. He knew what it was, too. So, you got to pay to play.
And but
this
is the thing,
though.
Is he complaining
though,
about paying?
He's
probably paying, but he don't want to be living with the bitch. He probably is paying the whole thing.
Well, then he go to a hotel. You don't kick your baby mama out of three. You have to respect
but
your class.
Hell no, bitch. On everything, I'm finna go stay at a hotel, and you and my shit, get the fuck out of here, bitch. Leave my baby.
3 o'clock in the morning, no. Okay, I get it. Like you know what I'm saying. Yeah, but 3 o'clock in the morning, come on now. Ain't no way you about to tell
3
me.
3 o'clock in the morning. I'm
why are you causing ruckus, bitch?
You can't even get a hotel at 3 in the morning.
I'm not.
By the time by the time she would have got clocked into a hotel, would have been about 5 in the motherfucking morning. A new day started. They would let that bitch come in early.
And he would have been the one walking in a hotel because ain't no way you about to tell me to leave. I'm really.
Why he gotta leave his house because this bitch won't get out?
Well, he need to go to sleep then. Because what is you doing at
3 o'clock
in the morning?
You gotta think about it. I don't feel. I'm telling you, I done put my husband out. I done left houses and everything. I'm not finna sit here. If I want to go, I'm gonna go. If you need to go, you need to go.
Well, he did say she was crazy though.
He should have told her
was crazy
at a respectable
though.
Time.
But I feel like he made her like that.
And no,
right.
She made herself like that because she didn't develop feelings.
She from the DR. She from the DR. That bitch is already crazy. I don't know what y'all talking about.
She was, and I can agree.
And
yes.
He knew
yes.
It.
Yeah, and that's what he liked, though. Like, me too. Like, I like crazy women, like, to a certain degree, you know what I'm saying, to a certain point. But I do like, I like a crazy bitch.
But
you
know, his live, they were laughing. I couldn't take her serious because she's like, oh really? Like, are y'all?
Yeah.
That's crazy bitch shit.
That was her being hurt and she was hiding that shit. She wanted to really flip the fuck out. He was on live. So
she did cry though. She did cry after that.
No,
but
she wanted to sock that nigga in the face. I saw it.
Did anyone see the scratches on her neck? I did.
I was wondering
what happened.
Scratches?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, damn. Damn, I ain't know. See? Yeah, that's probably why he recorded it and shit.
The bitch is crazy.
He was already, his brother was already recording, and then he was on, the baby was on live. So, I mean, she, I don't know if she just put,
but you can tell the baby plays both sides as well, and I feel like the sister or the brother didn't want
to
get into.
You see, she said something about, or he said something about the family.
Yeah,
I'm gonna just say from my point of view, I know Hispanic, Spanish, and Mexican families. They don't always like niggas. They really don't. I got an uncle who hates niggas, and I'm his fucking first black niece. They hate.
Okay,
me.
So what about this?
It's Africans that hate
it's
African American
families. They come like that, and they will literally disown you for having black kids.
Okay, so it's making sense now a little bit to me.
And that's why I said, when he said something about the family, that's where I know I can relate. It's families that are, they ain't gonna disown you. Unless
what about
you marry
really
our daughter,
did.
We don't want you a part of our life. Like, it's just like that. That's how they be coming.
Okay,
so
what about
the situation?
What about he really did like Danny Lee, but as he, you know, somebody was talking about her cooking. What about he was with her
you
for
see
so
what
long?
That bitch cooked that day? That
and he like, all right, so we got a baby. We cool. But I don't think I like you as my woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, you my baby mother and shit. Like, but I don't think I like you as my woman. Plus, your family weird. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want to be a part of this.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
That's
but
his
why
choice.
Did he have to be so disrespectful? I'm lost on that part. That's the part
that's
really
what
weird.
I'm saying. It's shit that we clearly do not know. Because it takes, think about it. That nigga have been hella altercations. It takes a lot for a motherfucker to go live like this about their baby mother. Clearly, it's some background shit that we don't know about that he felt the world needed to see and know.
But I think Dante cut out. But I think what Dante said, though, he was trying to save his image because he basically trying to still recover from, you know, the LGBTQ or whatever community. So I know he had to, you know, he really didn't have no time to really fuck up again because at this point, nigga, you almost X'd
he
out.
He on thin
before.
Ice. Shit.
Yeah, for sure. So I think he was really trying to cover up, and I don't think neither of them is right. I think the baby really could have handled it a different way, not going live, you know, and kind of dealing with your issues, you know, in private, you know, and that's the problem with a lot of people. They like to voice how they feel on social media, and then once people get in your business, then people mad about people all in their business. I think it's a lot that come with it. You know what I'm saying? I think if you can't communicate with your baby daddy or your boyfriend, husband, anything like that, then that's your problem right there alone. You know what I'm saying? The communication part of it. So I think they must have some misunderstanding along the way for it to get like this, you know, because niggas, especially famous folks, they not putting their business out there. TMZ really got to come, you know, be in people's business to get their business. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Not no more, though, because a lot of people, like, people use social media. Like, for example, my situation that happened with me and my child's father, I actually use that in a positive, and he could be using it in a way to grab more, you know, people because he lost so many people. But a lot of people use public situations as content, you know, to drag people in, because regardless of what we say, social media is kind of running everything right now. So you can use that, just like Summer Walker, she used her situation, her embarrassment and stuff, to sell her music. And if I was Danny, I would definitely be making some money out of this.
She
like,
should.
I would
Summer
definitely
got paid. Like, what they say, this nigga, what's his name? London on the Track done produced his own Sneak This album. Like,
who?
London
on the Track.
Oh, my God.
Like, yes.
I mean, they had kids together, might as well. I mean,
but
would,
see, the difference with that, though, is they was in a physical relationship.
Right.
Yep.
So that's basically different. Danny was in a relationship with the baby, but he wasn't in a relationship with her.
Exactly. That's exactly what the fuck it was.
That's sad.
It was a confused entanglement.
It's very sad.
It's sad, but you know what? That's everyday life, normal people. Like, I know
normal
people
shit.
Right now. Like, it's just only different because they're celebrities. Like, that's the talk for today, but let's see what's going to happen tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Right. The whole situation
it's
might
Monday.
Be different.
It's only Monday. The news is going to get juicier, but like, her and they both wrong for going live. That was kind of corny on both of their ends, but like, she wrong. She know her position. Like, she fucked up. She did her own stuff in.
So she wrong for getting attached. And I personally think it's more to it, far as like Dani Leigh or Dani Leigh, whatever her name is. I think she might have did more stuff than what people think. Cause I pointed that out too, Monica, when she was laughing, with the shit that he was saying. I think when a lot of people do that, that's kind of guilt. That's kind of like, oh well, yeah, he telling the truth. So I think there's way more to it.
I think that's good that y'all had that perspective, because like at a point in time when I was doing stuff, my story wasn't being told what I was doing, but I was doing some crazy shit too. So that's the only reason why I understand that why he went public with it. But even if he was going to go public, still I stand on that he was so disrespectful to his baby mother, regardless if they together or not, and he should have a little more respect for his child.
Like, he is going to have to say some type of apology, because nigga, you was wrong. You went about the shit the wrong way.
Yeah, he did.
Like, you could have kept that shit in between y'all. You had to let all of us normal people know y'all business.
Because then when your kids see that, when your son, your daughter grow up, she gonna see that you treated her mother like that. And then what about she turn around and don't fuck with you? Because even if y'all had a good relationship, because you done disrespected her mother, that's still her mother. And that's the point that I'm trying to get. She still has to parent that child that you are disrespecting. And she's going to be known now for this DaBaby and Dani Leigh situation. And you don't know what that can do to her mental. And I am a big advocate on Black mental awareness. I really feel like she may be going through a lot postpartum, or just depression, period. And the fact that you are using that to taunt her with other people you know already don't like her about that little yellow bone stuff, plus your other baby mama don't like her, I still feel like he is supposed to be the king and guard your village at all times, period. And
he got
like
a lot of villages, though.
But you gotta do that, though. You gotta do that. That's why you gotta pay to play. Regardless, my baby dad has three other baby mothers. I am not about to sit and tolerate him disrespecting him. We probably don't like one or two at the time, or we might like all of them, but still, while you with me, you gonna respect your child's baby mother around me. I mean, your baby mother around me, because it shows to me that you don't not only care about you, but you care about your kids. If you are willing to beat down your baby mother, then you don't care about your damn kids, in my opinion. That's how I feel.
Or some baby mamas make it hard for the fathers to parent their child.
Be parent.
Too.
Like, that stuff bitterness. Like, it be bitter baby mamas, literally. And that's, she gives me bitter baby mama vibes, like, all the way. Because we, like what we said, we don't know what happened prior to this. But do you really think in his head that he knew this was going to be a good idea with the shit he's going through? Clearly, he knew this is what he had to do.
He was desperate,
He was desperate. He needed that attention or for someone else to see this shit, because clearly he going through some shit with the bitch. The bitch, what he's calling cuckoo for Cocoa Puff. going on over there that we don't know. So that's why I'm like, I understand. He probably knows. She probably is going through some shit. I'm pretty sure he ain't that slow and stupid. He got all these other kids. He know postpartum and shit going on. But clearly she pushed this nigga to that limit that's where he had to take it to.
And maybe he pushed her to a limit that she took it there too. Like I said, like they both cornballs to me. Not
they
even cornballs.
They both went around the situation all the way fucked up. But she wild as hell. Like, you want to play a part and play this example and role like this her better girlfriend, baby mama, and you're not. You was just a baby mama, a side baby mama, like someone that was made while I was having fun.
If I see a nigga and he, let's say example, if I see a nigga and he got a girlfriend and he got a baby mama and a side chick, the person that I believe that's before everybody, to me, in my opinion, is the baby mother. Because when all of them leave, or if they do stay, that child, I feel like, has to come before all of that, which you only gonna put your child first if you help assist your baby mother. And I feel like everybody's neglecting that standpoint and that view. The baby mother needs to have more respect and treated a certain type of way. You don't have to be with that woman. But you
this is the thing. Did she even take time to even know this nigga?
But that don't mean you get to treat her a certain type of way.
Why are you gonna? My thing is, 2019. Why would you have a baby by a nigga that you really don't even know?
That's like somebody saying, why would you be going to the club with that?
And that's what I'm saying, it happens every day, and look at all these people on these situations.
But that's like somebody saying, oh, well, that's your fault. You went to the club and you was dressed like that. Of course, a nigga's gonna try to try to put something in your drink and rape you. Like, you put yourself
I'm not saying that, like,
whoa.
I'm saying
she jumped to Bill Cosby quick.
I'm saying it don't matter what somebody put, you still have to hold the abuser or whoever.
How is he an abuser though?
Because she put herself in a bad situation don't mean that that's what you deserve. My thing is, regardless of the situation, he needs to have more respect in class for his baby mother, period. If she was just the side bitch that turned into the baby mother. So
you think it's over with him?
Did it even start?
Or do you think it's something else? I mean, I definitely can't see her as a side because he posted her on his Instagram. Like, on his page.
Girl, like, it's the niggas that sit there and post the bitch when they bored and it get taken down. Is that shit still up there or is
it
gone?
But as a side
I think it's over.
That's different.
Like, yeah. I think he really want Mimi.
He want Mimi. Mimi gonna treat that nigga accordingly when she's ready to know fuck her with nigga. When that nigga wants that nigga to come home, he's gonna come home.
And the crazy thing about it is he know if he do go back to Mimi probably gonna step Danny Lee child, or you know what I'm saying, or help let him
because
be a father
that
to that baby.
Woman,
yeah.
Because she knows
he don't want Danny Lee. She not black. She don't got that black.
They situation just like Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union. When they broke up, Dwayne Wade made that other baby and they got back together. That's all.
Man, right. To be honest, they probably already done fucked again. They probably in that apartment fucking Raquel. I don't know. I don't know.
That's toxic as fuck. Hell no.
Because even on the live, she was like, okay, you don't want me, but you just came at me last night. Like,
who said that?
Danny. And when she started to say that, he was like, I'm going to go ahead and end this live.
He's like,
we want live talk. Like, we want
to She's talking about something. Why do I got a closet in your house? Why do I have my own bathroom on the side of the house? Like, why does she if she was a side bitch?
Why didn't he just leave her to the side of the house? Why do you have to call the police?
Exactly. That's
it's
my
because
thinking.
Mimi. I think he just, you know, Mimi is pregnant. I think he's trying to get her out.
Exactly.
Who said that?
Who talking about?
I mean,
right
I done had a nigga call the police on me before too because it got that. But shit.
Who was just talking? Who was that girl that was just talking?
Monica.
I like the way you think. I really truly believe that's what it is. He want to be back with Mimi. He probably really did care for Danny Lee at first, but it's getting serious now for real with him and Mimi. And like, he want his family back. That's his original family. And no matter what, the nigga is going to leave the side bitch to go back home.
Yep.
Original. Damn. Well, we gonna stay tuned. We might have to do a part two of this because we don't know what's gonna happen tonight or what's happening right now.
Hell, what's going on right now is the question.
Right.
Right.
But I do
posting receipts. I had to leave the computer. I was trying to keep up.
I do got one more question before we get off, and I know Dante his shit cut out. But as a woman, could y'all ever be a side chick with a nigga that got say he a motherfucking billionaire? He take care of you.
Yeah, I'm gonna play my part.
I ain't even gonna lie.
As long as I can keep doing me, hell yeah. What's the difference? At least I'm getting paid.
So Gina, you saying yes?
Yes.
Okay, Tan.
I'm saying hell yeah, because you gotta pay to play, and I'm gonna be cool, and I'm gonna be nice. I'm gonna sit in my house with my feet kicked up, and I'm gonna go to the spa whenever I want to on your pocket,
my best life.
And I'm gonna probably have a whole bunch of kids by you because at the end of the day, so this is what you want. So
you
try to
secure
the bag.
I'm securing the bag. Fuck all of that. I'm securing the bag. We ain't even got to talk. I ain't even going to let you disrespect me. Yep.
I would definitely play my part until I'm good and ready to go. So
that part.
I'm going to sit here. I'm going to make sure, you know, my credit, whatever I need to do is good. And then I'm going to bounce on your ass. But until then, I'm going to act accordingly.
For real.
Yeah. Money talk.
Money talk. A 1,000 miles.
Well, we gonna end it right there, man. I appreciate y'all hopping on. I think we covered the whole situation for what we know for now. Like I said, we probably had to do a part two. We'll probably have to do a part two here shortly. So, yeah. Any closing remarks y'all want to say at all? Shout out, you know, your companies or anything that y'all got going.
Okay, I forgot to even mention my Instagram. I'm going by Ugly Ass G.
You off the chain, dog.
Yeah, I gotta do this more often. This is fun.
Not that way.
On Facebook, I'm under the G. I got so many Facebook pages. Just tag me in the one I got right now. They keep putting me in jail for my mouth, clearly.
Yeah, I can see that.
But yeah, I got my pink pleasure back reloaded in January 2022 with sex toys and adult lingerie and shit like that to get cracking for us nasty people.
Okay, so yeah, like eight kids, five baby daddy. Yep, she a freak.
Certified. Last baby daddy in the feds, and I got me a new man, a godly one, godly reformed criminal.
There you go. He gonna change your life.
I hope so.
But yeah, follow me on all social media networks, Miss Monica King. As I stated, I do have a podcast as well. Let's talk some more. I am a promoter, and I do have a public relations agency, Monica King Promotion. So if you need promotion, hosting, event coordinating, I'm your girl. Hit me up.
All right. Gang. My
name is Tammy Oliver on Facebook. I talk my shit the mostly on Facebook. Again, Tammy Oliver. And you can find me being positive.
And she go live all the time.
I go live all the time. I'm talking my shit and I really don't give a fuck what you got to say. And you can find me being positive on Instagram at philanthropist_Tammy. And I want to give a shout out to King Diamond. Go stream her song, Lose the Ugly. We up next. I'm a heart up next.
Gang, gang. And then I want to shout out, I know Dante, he cut out, so I know he probably had a lot to say. So shout out to him for hopping on as well. And again, I appreciate y'all. And said we go stay tuned for part two. So this is a Black Man's Podcast, so we out.
All right. Okay.